When Jesus and those who were with him came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them. The teachers of the law were arguing with them. When all the people saw Jesus, they were filled with wonder, and they ran to greet him.
What are you arguing with them about?
Jesus asked. A man in the crowd answered. He said,
Teacher, I brought you my son. He's controlled by a spirit. Because of this, my son can't speak anymore. When the spirit takes hold of him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, he grinds his teeth, and his body becomes stiff. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they couldn't do it.
Jesus replied,
You unbelieving people, how long do I have to stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me.
So they brought him. As soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into a fit. He fell to the ground. He rolled around and foamed at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father,
How long has he been like this?
He answered,
Since he was a child. The spirit has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you could do anything, take pity on us. Please, help us.
Jesus said,
If you can, everything is possible for the one who believes.
Right away, the boy's father cried out,
I do believe! Help me overcome my unbelief!
Jesus saw that a crowd was running over to see what was happening. Then he ordered the evil spirit to leave the boy. He said,
You spirit that makes him unable to hear and speak, I command you, come out of him. Never enter him again.
The spirit screamed. It shook the boy wildly. Then it came out of him. The boy looked so lifeless that many people said,
Oh, he's dead!
But Jesus took him by the hand. He lifted the boy to his feet and the boy stood up. Jesus went indoors. Then his disciples asked him in private,
Why couldn't we drive out the evil spirit?
He replied,
This kind can come out only by prayer.
They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were. That was because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them,
The Son of Man is going to be handed over to men. They will kill him. After 3 days he will rise from the dead.